This is the Point of Deliverance Evangelistic Outreach.
Well, praise God. It's good to be with you again today. We thank God for you. Thank God for your clicking on, for logging in, for tuning in. And indeed, it is a blessing to come to you. We want today to just jump right into our study for today in the Gospel of John, continuing in our study of the Gospel of John. And today we're here at the 9th chapter of the Gospel of St. John. And here we find our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We find the Lord having been virtually thrown out of the midst of the temple, having to literally walk right through the Jews who had taken up stones to try to kill him. Hallelujah, for daring to say that indeed he was, hallelujah, who he is. And that is, hallelujah, the Son of the living God. And so we find, as Jesus throughout his 3.5 year ministry, we find Jesus on his way, hallelujah, on his way to his destiny. We find our text here opens up for us and said, and Jesus passed by. He saw a man who was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? And Jesus answered, neither hath this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Hallelujah. A couple of interesting things here we like to lift for you. His disciples are starting to begin, it seems, to seek to learn of him. And they were keen enough to ask him this pointed question. And the Lord's response was very unique. And I'm sure if the brethren have as blessed as we are to have these 66 books before them, they could have run over to Romans 3:23, where the Holy Scripture testifies that all have sinned and indeed come short of the glory of God. And here our Lord says that neither has this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. And so the wisdom of this is, and the evidence of this is, the point of this is, the context of this is properly that, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, is that the Lord is saying, not to contradict Romans 3:23, but that he honed in exactly what his disciples asked him, in that they were saying, Lord, what did this man do, or what did his parents do that he was born blind? What act did they do? You know, did the mother drink of strong drink? Or indulge in some other sin or activity while she was pregnant with him, or done something that she ought not to have done, and did something to provoke this this blindness on this man, or did the man do something to cause his blindness? And so in that context, the Lord says unto them, no, neither this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be manifest. Now, the B part of that is even more awesome. And this is a mystery that we will just have to keep before us. And that, is it possible that some, and I dare not say all, but some sickness, some dis-ease, some affliction among man to this day is manifest, that somewhere, some along the way, that God may get the glory, and that some child of God comes, as the Lord says in Mark 16, and lay hands on them, as we read in the book of Acts, and manifests miraculous healing unto his glory. Hallelujah. So for the camp that says there are no more miracles in the world today, and that went the way of the Old Testament back in the olden days. I don't know where they get, because we're still in the Bible days. Every day is the Bible day. Hallelujah. Amen. But anyway, until that there are no more miracles, and those things aren't manifest anymore, well, maybe the fact that we still have sick folk is a testimony that there's still possibility for miracles. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Because if we had enough faith, if we had faith to believe, hallelujah, and trusted God and not doubted, hallelujah, he may show up, and his miracle working power may be manifest in his saints to this very day, if we would only trust in him and believe. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 6 says, when he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle and anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay and said unto him, go, wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sent. And he went his way, therefore, and washed, and came seeing. The neighbors, therefore, and they who before had seen him, that he was blind, said, is not this he that sat and begged? And some said, this is he. Others said, he is like him. But he said, I am he. Yeah, I'm the one. No, I'm the one that you think I am. Hallelujah. Therefore said they unto him, how were thine eyes open? And he answered and said, a man who is called Jesus, hallelujah, made clay and anointed mine eyes and said unto me, go to the pool of Siloam and wash. And I went and washed, and I received sight. They said unto him, where is he? He said, I know not. And they brought to the Pharisees him that formerly or before time was blind. And here we go. And it was the Sabbath day. Oh boy, we're about to see that religion kick in again. Hallelujah. And it was the Sabbath day when Jesus made the clay and opened his eyes. Then again, the Pharisees asked him how he had received his sight. The Pharisees, now they formed a council. They formed a search committee to search out who would dare heal a blind man. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord God. Who would have the audacity to heal a blind man, to work the work of God on the Sabbath day? Then again the Pharisees asked him how he had received his sight. And he said unto them, He put clay in my eyes, and I wash, and do see. Therefore said some of the Pharisees, This man is not of God, talking about Jesus, because he keepeth not the Sabbath day. Oh, man. Sometimes we really can get stuck on stupid as men. Hallelujah. Our fleshly, carnal ways can really cause us to come short of the glory of God. Oh, Lord, have mercy upon us. We get so hung up on our form and our fashion. Get so hung up. Run back to the carnal understanding. It's simply that, well, you know, that's what it says. That's what the Bible say. That's what it say. That's what we always done. We never done it like that before. And so who are you to try to come and tell us that it goes some other kind of way? Well, come on. The others said, now they've started into this controversy. We're here at verse 16. Lord Jesus, this man is not of God because he keepeth not the Sabbath. Now, they didn't label him a devil simply because he didn't keep, as they have qualified it, the Sabbath day. And others said, How can a man, now we're getting somebody doing some thinking, how can a man that is a sinner do such miracles? Come on now. And there was division among them. You think? Amen. They say unto the blind man again, What sayest thou of him since he hath opened thine eyes? The blind man said, the scripture said, he said, he is a prophet. Evidently, he is a prophet. Hallelujah. He has done what you couldn't do. He has done what you wouldn't even lift a finger to try to do. He has done what you dare not even try to petition God in prayer and supplication to do. He, hallelujah, must be a prophet. He hath opened, indeed, my eyes. And so you would think that the Jews here and the Pharisees would be celebrating and rejoicing in the Lord, hallelujah, that God have manifest himself among men here and performing this great work. But you see, it's easy to get hard-hearted toward things. It's amazing how we get so familiar with things, because I had just to bring this scene back in context, in the day that we are reading here, there were sorcerers and magicians and witches and of all sorts and of all religions, so there was a lot of hocus pocus going on, and the devil can often manifest himself, as the word says, as an angel of light. And the devil will sometimes and can sometimes counterfeit God even through the working of miracles. And that is what you had going on strong in this day. It was really going on strong in this day. You had angels going back and forth, of the angels of light and angels of darkness, or both manifest in the world to a great extent back in this day. Amen. Before, hallelujah, the church indeed was born on the day of Pentecost, and the Holy Spirit began to move us into this age of grace. Amen. This church age where we walk by faith and not by sight. And so again, our life and our walk, faith is of the utmost importance. Hallelujah. And you know the scripture that says without faith it is impossible, amen, to please God. And so here is a manifestation, here is a prime example of a people, a religious people at that, who may have had a set of of rules and regulations, and indeed may indeed have commandments and statutes, and indeed are setting themselves really to try to obey, amen, the law of what we call the law of Moses, amen. So there's a delicate balance there. You have to be mindful of them both, you know, because there is a degree of holiness, amen, even in the law of Moses. Well, indeed, it's holy because, hallelujah, God did ordain and decree it. But here, God is moving man, and desiring, first of all, to move the house of Israel, amen, into the promise that he have given him in Christ Jesus. Amen. But instead of them searching, amen, and instead of them inquiring unto God and praying unto God, it seems that this sect here, these fellows, these Pharisees, were more intimidated by Christ than they were celebrating his manifest presence among men. Mm. And so in verse 18, but the Jews did not believe concerning him that he had been blind and received his sight. Did not. Now that's it right there. That's the problem of today. That is the cancer that will destroy anyone, and that is unbelief. And here is their testimony here in verse 18. But the Jews did not believe concerning him that he had been blind and received his sight until they called the parents of him, until they called the parents of him that had received his sight. Hmm. And they asked him, saying, Is this your son, who you say was born blind? How then doth he now see? And his parents answered them and said, we know that this is our son, and that he was born blind. But by what means he now sees, we know not. Or who hath opened his eyes, we know not. Amen. He is of age, ask him. He shall speak for himself. Amen. Now, here in these next couple of verses here we see the Holy Spirit offering revelation and offering, if you will, commentary, if you will, concerning the heart of the motive of the parents here. And again, this is beautiful for the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is always teaching us. And if you will observe in the Holy Scriptures here on that wise, you will see in so many times and oftentimes, more often than not, amen, more frequent than not, how the Holy Spirit is teaching us, and the Holy Spirit is revealing, and the Holy Spirit reveals the heart of man. The Holy Spirit reveals the motive, and amen, the Holy Spirit teaches us, is teaching us, and the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, is correcting, hallelujah. Sometimes you see him correcting, amen, some of the authors of these books, like Paul and Peter and others. You see him correcting them in stride, amen, correcting, hallelujah, and teaching them in stride, amen, and in the process teaching us. And that is such a beauty of the Holy Scriptures, amen. So here we find the revelation here of the heart of his parents. These words spoke his parents because they feared the Jews. Man, fear, I tell you, fear is an interesting thing. A lot of things are done in our life, and a lot of things are done that are done in fear. They don't appear to be fear on the surface, but really the actions are rooted in fear. Hallelujah. Because they feared the Jews, for the Jews had agreed already that if any man did confess that he was Christ, he should be put out of the synagogue. Therefore, said his parents, he is of age as him. In other words, His parents sought that it was more and more they feared, because they didn't want to get put out of church. Okay, Okay, yeah. They didn't want to get kicked out of church. They didn't want to have their membership removed there at the synagogue there where they were. And so out of fear of that retribution, hallelujah, they answered the way that they did. Oh, Lord. Therefore said his parents, he is of age, ask him. And then again called they the man that was blind and said unto him, give God the praise. Now, that's a good idea. Hallelujah. We know that this man is a sinner. He answered and said, whether he's a sinner or not. Listen at him, man. This boy is learning already. I know not. Hallelujah. One thing I know, come on, somebody, that whereas I was blind, hallelujah, now I see. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Now, that is a testimony. Hallelujah. Then said they to him again, what did he do to thee? How opened he thine eyes? Come on, y'all. He answered them, I have told you already, and ye did not hear. Why would you hear it again? Will you be his disciples? Oh, he's getting strong now. Hallelujah. Then they reviled him and said, thou art his disciples, but we are Moses' disciples. Here we go, taking camp again. Here's the camp dividing itself. Hallelujah. You on that side. You follow Apollos and you follow Paul. Hallelujah. But we're going to follow them now over there, yonder there. And isn't that something, man? The more things change, the more they stay the same. We know that God spoke unto Moses. As for this fellow, we know not from where he is. Truly a prophet is not without honor, except in his own home, in his own country, in his own people. The man answered and said unto them, why, here is a marvelous thing, that you know not from where he is, and yet he has opened my eyes. Isn't that something? Hallelujah. Now we know that God heareth not sinners. But if any man be a worshiper of God and doeth his will, yeah, there you go. Him he hears. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 The idea of hearing here, that God heareth not sinners, the idea of hearing here is not that God has a deaf ear, that God cannot hear. It's simply a matter that because of sin, hallelujah, he will not hear. Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. He will not hear. Hallelujah, amen. Since the world began, was it not heard that any man opened the eyes of one that was born blind? Yeah. If this man were not of God, he could do nothing. Amen. I mean, man, even the blind man do know this. Hallelujah. Amen. And they answered and said unto him, thou was altogether born in sins. And see, we're going back to that thing the disciples asked over at the beginning. Thou was altogether born in sins, and dost thou now teach us? And they cast him out. Boy, these Pharisees good at casting people out, wasn't they? Yeah, boy, they put you out of church in a minute. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They throw you out in a minute. And Jesus heard that they had cast him out. Verse 35. And when he had found him, he said unto him, dost thou believe on the Son of God? And he answered and said, who is he, Lord, that I might believe on him? And Jesus said unto him, thou hast both seen him, and it is he that talketh with thee. Hallelujah. And he said, Lord, I believe. And he worshiped him. Hallelujah. He fell on his face before God. He did obedience unto him. He worshiped him. Hallelujah. And Jesus said, for judgment I am come into this world, that they who see not might see, and they who see might be made blind. That's powerful there. And some of the Pharisees who were with him heard these words and said unto him, are we blind also? And Jesus said unto him, if you were blind, you should have no sin. But now you say, we see. Therefore, saith the Lord, your sin remaineth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Well, that concludes our reading for today. We thank God. Next time we will be looking at the Gospel of John chapter 10. Amen. And we pray you continue to pray for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We pray that God continue to be glorified. And always, hallelujah, on earth as he is in heaven. Father, we bless you today. Thank you, Lord God, for this day. We thank you for this time. Lord God, we thank you for this moment in you. Father, we love you and bless you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for the multitude of your blessing. We thank you, Lord God, for your great grace and loving kindness. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your mercy that endures forever and forever. Father, we trust and believe, Lord God, that this word shall go forth and accomplish all that you have purposed it to do, and shall not return unto you void, Lord God. Ah, Lord God, be glorified on earth as you are in heaven. Have your way, Lord God, in your mighty name, Lord Jesus. We pray and thank you, Lord Jesus. Bless you, Lord God. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you all so much. We appreciate you.
You've been listening to The Point of Deliverance Evangelistic Outreach. This program is made possible by the grace of God through the faithfulness of the partners and friends of Lodestar Ministries and the contributions of listeners like you. Cheers!